Hello, 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 hello. I am Alicia Richard and welcome to the A Rich Life podcast / YouTube channel where we are encouraging you to live a life of your dreams and actually while you are creating short form videos. In today's video, I will be talking all about how short form video is not going anywhere and how you can really stop someone's scroll when it comes to growing your personal brand right here on the social media. So I must admit that the pointing, those videos aren't going to be as effective anymore. When it comes to having a whole lot of text on the screen, those videos are not going to be as effective. What I am going to suggest to you today is how to really build a standout brand when it comes to creating short form content. So let's talk about your bio. When you have your bio, make sure that your bio is who you are, what you do, and how you help people. I actually created a song. Your bio should include who you are, what you do, and how you help people, and how you help people, right? So who you are, what you do, and how you help people. And those descriptions, make sure that those words are actually relevant to your personal brand. So if you are a content coach, then make sure that that description is in your bio. If you are a person that is a hairstylist in a certain location, then put that in your bio. Also focus on creating keywords in your bio as well. So use some of the keywords and think about what your ideal client, what are they searching for when it comes to your content, right? And who are they looking for when it comes to your content? Then that way you are making sure that those keywords, the things that you say in your video and even in your descriptions and your captions, you are making sure that everything is matching up. Remember that social media is like a search engine. So the words that you say, the stickers that you use, the words that you use everywhere, you have someone somewhere like a pie in the sky, right? Determining what your content is about. So you really want to make sure that everything matches, if that makes sense. And we'll talk a lot more about search engine optimization, SEO, a little bit more in detail. But right now for your bio, have who you are, what you do, and how you help people. Then you may actually want to add a freebie in your bio. So the freebie could include maybe an ebook or a mini course or whatever. So when someone is viewing your content online, right, you make sure that your bio and your profile photo looks amazing. Have the same profile photo for every social media platform, then that way when someone is looking for you, they'll know who you are because all of your photos actually match up. So whenever they are scrolling, the way that you want to stop their scroll is by an attention grabber. Some people call this a hook, whatever you want to call it. I would say color your content. Make your content look so amazing, right? So the way that you can stop their scroll is to do something that is different, right? Rather you turn the camera away, rather you are doing something fun. You could have certain attention grabbers by maybe opening a cabinet or making sure that you are taking something out of your handbag by putting your phone like inside of your handbag. And I'll show you more tutorials on these on how you can actually get people's attention. You could actually grab someone's attention by opening and closing a door. So there are so many different ways that are scroll stopping where it would get someone's attention. Try maybe blowing confetti towards the camera, because there are so many different ways that you can grab their attention. So think about creative ways, right? Maybe popping a balloon or having balloons around you. I really want you to think about the easiest way that will make your videos so fun that people will want to stop their scroll. You get it? Another way to stop someone's scroll is to have what you are saying on the screen. I am a firm believer that before someone watches your video, you should have the title of your video or some sort of description on your video to stop them, right? So you want to make sure that what's in your video, that the words that you are saying, again, that they all match up. However, have that title of that short form video right when the video starts, then that way they would know what to expect throughout your content, right? So that's basically the title. What is the title of your video? And make sure that you have that at the very beginning of your video. Then that way someone will have the option to say, yes, this content is for me, or no, this content is not. That way you could either attract or repel the people who are not for you. Another way to stop someone's scroll is think about what your ideal client wants and what are their pain points, right? Or not to say pain points, but think about what their goals are. What are their goals for their life? What are their goals for their business, for social media? Think about what their goals are, and you want to begin to mention those words throughout your content, right? Does your client, are they overwhelmed? Do they feel like they don't have any time? Do they feel like they're not consistent? What are some of the words that they are using, words or phrases, and even body language? So I want you to think about all of these things when you are creating your content, because you want your ideal client to feel like, oh, wow, I know this person. This person feels like they are my friend. They feel like, oh my, I feel like that's like my high school person or something, right? So you want to make sure that when you are creating your shorts, you want to make sure that your body language is open, right? You don't want to feel closed off or look closed off. You want to make sure that your camera is at a good spot. So I would recommend, either if you are sitting at a desk or if you are standing up, sometimes you may want to do up close and personal. It really just depends on your audience. So I would say try different variations of standing up or sitting down, zooming in, zooming out. You want to make sure that you are doing a plethora of things to keep people's attention when they are scrolling through the platform. The next thing that you want to do is you really want to make sure, I did talk about the hook and we talked about the pain point. So again, the visual hooks are just different things, confetti, balloons, turning the camera around, or just really, really, really just having fun. If you really want to stop someone's scroll, I would highly recommend for you to also create B-roll. And I talk about B-roll a lot. This is one of my favorite things to do when it comes to creating my content. Like, if I could just create B-roll all day, like I would. It's really your B-roll. Are you just showing maybe some behind the scenes? Think about some of the things that your ideal client actually likes. And we'll talk more about your ideal client avatar. But when you are creating your B-roll, I want you to do some of the things that your ideal client actually likes. Do they like flowers? Do they like journaling? Do they like music? And begin to sing some of those songs. Think about what type of atmosphere that you are creating. Then that way, when they are viewing your content, they can say, oh, wow, I relate to this, right? If you are, if you know that your ideal client really likes shoes or the colors, or maybe even their hairstyle or their necklaces, think about those things. I also want you to think about their lifestyle. Are they mad? Or are they single? And begin to put some of those things in your content. That is what I would say is coloring your content, right? Making your content vibrant and beautiful and full of life. If you really want to grab someone's attention, the next thing that you could do is show yourself working, right? You could show yourself working. You could show yourself cooking. You could show yourself doing so many different things, because that adds the connection. The thing that you want to do with your short form video is add that sentimental parts throughout your video. Then that way they can say, wow, I feel like I know this person. So when you are creating your B-roll, have a shot list. With your shot list, I want you to think about the different areas that you actually are going to shoot your content at. The other thing is it your living room? Is it your home office? Is it within your car? Is it on the beach or on the mountains? Are you walking? Are you working out? Is it at the gym? I really want you to think outside of the box when it comes to creating your B-rolls. Are you doing like a view of nature, right? Or the sunset? I want you to think about different things that you could do so that you could color your content, make it beautiful and as personal as you can when you are creating your shorts. One of the things that I would highly suggest for you to do is when you are doing your B-roll, don't speed it up so fast. I would suggest that you go at a steady pace, and then that way your clients and your ideal client, they'll feel more connected to it. Because if you speed everything up, then it's like, whoa, that was going too fast. And I remember I made that mistake I made that mistake as well when I was doing my content. When I first started my content, is I was speeding the videos up so fast. And now I'm like, no, I've done so much research and I was like, I really want people to connect with me. So I would say to do that as well. Don't be afraid to get up close and personal sometimes. I remember when I was looking at someone's content and they had, you know, like they were putting on their lipstick. And I remember that, you know, like you remember certain things. So don't be afraid with your B-roll. If you love your nails, show your nails off every now and then. If you love eyelashes or makeup or whatever, show those things within your content, because that way people can connect with it. So make sure that your B-roll is like effective, and then when you are mentioning certain words throughout your content, then add that B-roll there, right? So let's say, for instance, if you are talking about working out in your content, then your B-roll would consist of you either being in your gym, or it would also consist of maybe you being in your home gym. So think about the different locations that you are always at and create content from there. The next thing that I want you to think about is, how are you going to rotate your content, right? What is your content rotations? Are you showing behind the scenes? Are you doing things like up close and personal, motivation, inspiration? Are you sharing tips? So think about your content strategy and how you are actually going to section off your days with your content, right? So I made something up. It's like Motivational Mondays, Tech Tuesdays, Workday Wednesdays, time-lapse Thursdays, Fun Fridays, Skit Saturdays, and Sales Sundays, right? So that's kind of like something that I would remember when I'm creating my content. So I would suggest for you to think about, what are the days that you are going to do your content? If it's every single day, then maybe you should put on makeup, right? And record your content. Now, I would say this. This is my strategy, and then we're almost done with the episode. I enjoy recording my content every day, or every day that I can. Now, let me tell you why. When I record my content, I do have some sort of bullet points or something like that. And I would suggest this for you as well. Have some sort of business bullet points that you are going to go by. I do not have on like a whole lot of makeup. I decided that I wanted to go with a natural look. So I literally would do my makeup within about 8 to 10 minutes, no more than 15 minutes a day. I put on the same lipstick, the same eyeshadow, even if I use eyeshadow, because I want everything to be consistent when it comes to my look. And I want you to do the same thing as well. And I want you to make it as simple as you can. So when I create my content every day, I love dressing up. I love looking nice. You know, like I love looking nice, not just for my content, but for my husband and for my life. Like, this is how I look all the time. So that is how I am able to create content almost every day or on a consistent basis, because I want to look a certain way. So because I look a certain way, because I incorporate my life in my content, that's how I can create content consistently. So that's what I want you to do as well. Think about your makeup strategy, because that takes time. What are you going to wear? That takes time. And also incorporate your life within your content. Then that way, when it comes time for you to be with your son or at a baseball game or a basketball game or even in your car, then that way your audience will feel like they know who you are, because your content is incorporated within your life, okay? So I think that is about all that we have. I did talk about your profile photo. Make sure, oh, this is what I need to talk about. We'll kind of just circle back to it. Make sure that your profile photo is a professional shot from a professional photographer. That I must say, you know, because you want to make sure that your shot is in accordance with all social media platforms, that they look the same way. So make sure that your shot is a good close-up shot of you. Don't go with like a faraway shot. You want your viewers to really be able to see who you are, like with your best hair, your best makeup, your best, you know, top or blazer or whatever you may have on. But make sure that profile photo is clear, where they can see you. They could see your eyes. They could see everything about you. And think about your expression too, because your expression really does matter when it comes to your content. Are you smiling? You know, like I love to smile in my photos because life is good, you know? So think about how you want to look within your content and wear those colors, and then that way you are just being as vibrant as you can, right? Because with me, I love my flowers. I have flowers all the time, and that's something I love, and I know my ideal client likes that too. So I put flowers in my videos. So think about some of the things that you could do that are outside of the box that will help you to promote your personal brand, and you just go from there. I love you all so much. If you haven't done so already, make sure that you follow the social media parts on Instagram, on TikTok, and even on YouTube. Make sure that you are following me. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel and even listen to the podcast. Then that way, when you are driving in your car and you don't want to be distracted, you have subscribed to the podcast, and then that way you can always find us. I appreciate you all so much. Thank you so much for viewing this video, liking this video, sharing this video. As we always say, sharing is caring. Make sure that you share the episode with someone that you know so that they could live a rich life too in their mind, body, soul, and business, where we are talking about how to grow your personal brand with a short form video. I am Alicia, and thanks so much for watching. Bye bye.